Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. It's been a while since we've got to say that, so we are super excited to be back. Today we're doing our third annual Daytime Emmys discussion, our nominees, our picks, everything. We are cutting it close. The Emmys are on Sunday, but we wanted to wait till Cody was able to come back and do this with us. And then we had to find a day that would work for all three of us because it's not complete without Kathy. So we decided I would do the introduction because it would be weird to welcome Cody back if he was doing it himself. So welcome back, man. And we are so happy that you're back. And we are, like, super excited for this because we've been waiting like a month since the nominees came out. So,
yeah.
All right.
You know, I'm actually nervous for this thing, to be completely honest with you.
I feel weird. It's been so long.
It's my first time back on the radio since March 14th.
It's almost 2 months. Almost 2 months.
Yep.
So, all right, well, let's get started.
We have
a lot to talk about. We're going to start with digital dramas.
Mm-hmm.
Digital dramas. We're going to start with the digital nominations, and then we're going to move on to daytime. So let's get started. First of all, hey, Kathy, I don't want to ignore you, so nice to have you too. Okay.
Am I going to do the usual thing where you guys have me list off the nominees?
Yeah, we can take turns doing that because I don't want you to have to do all the work. you can do that for digital, and then we can switch off so that we're not all, like, dead tired at the end. So let's start with Outstanding Digital Daytime Drama. That's a mouthful.
Okay. Well, our nominees for that are East Coast High, that's on Hulu, Eastsiders, which is on Vimeo, The Beta Series, of course, which is on thebetaseries.com, and has now been picked up to be on Amazon Prime, Vanity, which is on YouTube, and Winterthorn, which is on the Winterthorn website, winterthorn.com. And this is really a great field of things. I'm not terribly familiar with East Coast High or Eastsiders. I have seen Vanity once or twice. The Bay and Winterthorn, though, fantastic shows. I love all of those. And Winterthorn kind of has the prettiest work, I think, out of all of them. They really kind of flip the script on what these web series can look like. Michael Caruso really did an amazing job, and it's a visual feast to watch if you haven't seen it yet.
It is, and the makeup and everything is incredible, like the costumes, makeup, every picture I've ever seen from this is amazing. I mean, I watched like one episode. I haven't watched all of it because I forget to do things like that. But everything I've ever seen out of this is incredible. Like, I don't know where they came up with this idea, but it's fantastic, and I think the concept's awesome. So, who's your winner, and your personal pick, and then who you think will really win?
Well, out of who I've got down that as far as who will I think win, I think it's probably going to be The Bay. They've got a lot of good buzz going on right now because of its Amazon Prime pickup. They've been in the category a few years now. They're kind of veterans of this category at this point. They've won previously, and it's paid its dues. It's probably the most familiar out of the group of the ones that are listed there. So I think The Bay is probably going to win. Who should win? I think The Bay is probably pretty accurate, or Winterthorn. Winterthorn really, really, really was something else. It was very, very different, kind of like a twisted fairy tale, so I don't know. But
it's like a twisted Candyland.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, it had some really, really great stuff in it. And it was very, very different from what you would expect, very different from what you normally see in the genre online. And as far as my pick goes, I think The Bay is probably my overall pick. But Winterthorn, like I said, it's got a little piece of my heart, and it's a close second.
Yeah. It is definitely not your traditional drama, online or otherwise, which is great because we're so used to that soap format. So to see something so different is awesome, which The Bay is different in format than daytime television. But it still has that classic soap thing going on. So Winterthorn, the way that this show was like created, the concept is like amazing, and it's nice to see something different. Cody, your picks?
I agree with everything Kathy just said. So,
Cody, you just retweeted Kathy.
Glad I could sum it all up for you, my friend.
Pretty much.
All right, yeah, the Bay across the board is my pick. They have such great momentum. Even though Winterthorne is incredible and I'm a costume makeup junkie and I think it's fantastic, I think the Bay has so much momentum right now that this is just going to fuel that, and I really think that that's where this award will end up. So I'm totally Team Bay, but I would be happy with Winterthorne winning. But I think everyone expects the Bay to win. I think that's like the general consensus.
Well, and I will say, out of the field of the digital dramas, that they have the most nominations at 5. Winterthorne is a close second with 3. Everybody else just kind of has 1 or 2 here and there. But I think Winterthorne is, you know, if it keeps going in the manner that it was originally produced for the first season, it's going to be something to watch.
Yeah.
They'll have their year.
And they'll pick up momentum the same way the Bay did. I mean, the Bay was kind of a new concept when it got started, and it was like a different we'd had web series, but it was something very different as far as a soap or a drama, and so it slowly gained popularity and momentum. So I think Winterthorne is next, and it's definitely going to be on the rise if it continues the way that it did in season 1. Okay.
Alright, so moving on, I guess we've got Outstanding Actress in a Digital Daytime Drama Series, and holy cow, what a field this is. We've got Mary Beth Evans as Sarah Garrett from The Bay. We've got Kathleen Gotti as Valentina Winterthorne from Winterthorne. Elizabeth Hubbard, hello, Elizabeth Hubbard, as Eva Montgomery from Anacostia.
But you're not all biased, right?
Show friend Lily Melgar, of course, is Janice Ramos from The Bay. And Patsy Pease as Lola Baker from The Bay. I mean, hello, this field is like...
I know, you can't even... It's so incredible. I just want to brag on us for a minute. 4 out of 5 of these lovely women have been on our show, so way to go, Emmys, because they picked great women because they're the same ones we've picked.
So much talent and daytime history in this field right here. It's unbelievable. And the talent is, I mean, just, you know, it says something a lot about this genre, the digital daytime drama, where it's going to be headed and that it really is
right.
The future of this genre, because look at the people that are putting their effort and their time and consideration into it.
Right, and things like that are becoming the norm, like Amazon Prime, Hulu, all that stuff is becoming the norm. So these are just going to continue to grow the way that traditional daytime grew. And that's what I think. I don't know that that's going to happen. I can't see the future, but that's what I honestly think. It'll grow the same way that traditional daytime grew, because it's becoming more norm.
And quick fact, I think this is probably a first, but Mary Beth Evans, not only is this the first year that she's been nominated for Emmy Awards, but she is nominated for 2 Emmy Awards this year, because she's got a nomination in this category, and then she also has a nomination for her role on Days of Our Lives. So
she is the first person
to be nominated for both digital and the traditional award nomination.
Well, somebody said online that she technically has 3 because she produces The Bay. So that's awesome
she's
great.
She does have a production nomination and actually a previous win for production for The Bay, but not for acting. So
right.
This is the first time
right.
she's seen acting in 2 acting categories
okay.
in both digital and traditional.
Because she's amazing. Okay, all fangirl moments over. All joking aside, who are your picks, Kathy?
I loved Mary Beth Evans' reel. I thought she was great. And, you know, looking at all the reels, everything, Kathleen Gotti was extremely impressive with her reel. Patsy Pease, holy cow, she was like total crazy town in hers, and I just loved it. There's actually one part in Mary Beth Evans' reel where she's in the background just acting crazy, and she almost steals the scene.
Right, I saw that.
Patsy was fantastic. Elizabeth Hubbard, I'm not familiar with her series, but I watched her reel. She was, you know, she's one of the queens of daytime, and she brought it in there. Something was going on, some type of kidnapping scenario, I think, and she's kind of playing a drunk, and she was really bringing it, as always. But honestly, I think this category is going to belong to Lily Melgar. The material that she was given, the way that she brought it about, I really think she is the person that's going to win this. And honestly, I think she is the person who should win it, and she is my pick to win it. I love all of these ladies. I think they're all phenomenal. You guys know I adore Patsy P. She's a special friend of our show, and she was fantastic too. But holy cow, Lily Melgar's performance in this and that reel, the material she was given, I really feel this category is hers to lose.
Agreed. Tony, what about you?
I'm going to brag a little bit. Y'all know Patsy P is my girl. Y'all know that. So,
the love of my life, the actual love of my life. Forget
yes,
any boyfriend, husband,
girl.
Whatever. Patsy P is my number one.
Somehow you say that. But
she's going to listen to this and be like, what are these people smoking?
Oh, she knows us too well for that. She knows us too well. I'm like Kathy. Lily Melgar just blew it out of the water. Completely.
Yeah.
And
complete agreement, like, with Lily Melgar. There is no complaints here. I love all these ladies. It's like the hardest category for me to pick because I love them all so much. And, you know, most
mm-hmm.
of them. Well, I'm not familiar with Elizabeth Hubbard. I am the series that
right.
she's on, but the other four all have a special place in my heart, so it's hard to pick one. I feel like I'm picking my favorite child.
Yeah.
But Lily Melgar kicked that
exactly.
show, but...
She did. I agree completely.
But
well, and I mean,
my girl,
I watched,
so, I mean, I would love to see that, too.
I rewatched that scene again today, and it's pretty much the aftermath right after Janice is raped, and it just, I mean... Every single range of emotion you would expect to see somebody experience with that, she didn't hold back at all. She let
no,
everything
she's amazing.
Go in, and it was really something else to watch. It was something really special to watch. So, I mean, I know that all of these ladies are super, super talented, but just based on what I saw in those reels, like I said, I believe this is hers to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
So
Lily's got it, even though they all have a special place in my heart, and I would love to see any
yeah.
of these ladies win. Even Elizabeth Hubbard, because I'm not familiar with her, but I do know who she is. Any of these ladies, I would be happy to see win, but Lily, I think it's Lily's.
That's Lily's.
Anyway.
Okay, outstanding actor in a digital daytime drama series. That is a mouthful. Kathy?
It is.
Okay, our nominees for this are Chris Dos-Andrews, says Pete Garrett from The Bay. Van Hanses as Tom from E-Fires. Rick Hurst as Mr. Ryan from Youthful Days. Ooh, that's my boo. Davey Pardo as Jesus from East Lo-Fi. And Kevin Spiritus as Dominic Delacorte from Winterthorn.
He's my boo too, girl.
Hey, back off. Don't make me cut you.
And y'all are going to love this.
Over Rick Hurst.
So this field is like, The diversity in this field is insane. The roles are so
yeah.
completely different. The casting types are so completely different. I mean, I watched this stuff and I was like, how do you even really compare this stuff across? And that's not
right.
an insult at all. It's
diverse.
A compliment to the Academy for looking
right.
at this and coming with such a diverse field. Having looked at the reels, kind of, you know, based off the material that we saw, you know, you've got Van Hanses, who is a four-time Emmy nominee from his role on the As the World Turns. His stuff, it was okay, but nothing really stuck out and really popped at me in the material. And you know, I think it probably has more to do with the material than his acting. They all
right.
sound like phenomenal actors. Rick Hurst. I really didn't know what was going on in the series when I saw in this reel here, except for it jumped into this whole this hostage scenario very quickly. But the man is gold. I mean, anything he touches is phenomenal.
Yep.
I just pulled directly in. The only thing I would say that probably would hurt him is that the people around him had circles left around them from where he acted around them by the time he was out. I think he would have been better off with a couple of stronger strength. Scene partners, maybe.
Right.
Kevin
to play off of.
That stuff was amazing. He was amazing. The material was amazing. They looked beautiful. It's that visual feast. It's got that twisted fairy tale thing going on, but the thing is, it may come off as a little bit too over the top for people that don't really know what's going on with the series.
And see, I love it. Like,
oh, I do too.
I am
mean,
all
I
about
that
it.
Series. Yeah,
well,
but if you don't know what's
thing,
going
like,
on... Well, if you don't know what's going
fairy
on,
then tale
you're just watching
thing.
Based off the reels, then you,
right.
you may not be able to get that, hey,
right.
it's supposed to be like that.
The fairy tale is...
He had some, his reel was you know, good, but it wasn't his strongest work. I've seen stronger work from him. But
yeah.
then again, this past season of The Bay was really less focused on him and more focused on, I think, some of the women characters. So
yeah.
I think it was good for what was submitted. And then J.D. Pardo, I wasn't familiar with any of his things before, and maybe it was just the context of the reel, but it didn't really impress me that much. So my pick for this one, though, across the board, well, almost across the board, who I think is going to win is Kevin Spiritus. Who I think should win is Kevin Spiritus. And who my pick is, well, I'm sorry, the answer for that is always Rick Hurst. So.
I am in agreement with you. I think that show, or that Winter's One, I should be more specific, is fantastic. I love everything about it. I love the fairy tale thing because, you know, like a week ago I asked you if I could come play Candyland with your child because I'm so into it. And so that fairy tale candy thing is right up my alley. So my pick is Kevin just because I think the subject matter is incredible. But Rick Hurst I love, so I have to say I want Rick to win. I would love to see that. Plus he's a GH boy, and that has a special place in my heart. Christos, I could see him winning too, just because I feel like he has gained so much popularity and has gone so far that I feel like that's a real possibility. And, you know, like you said, the Bay has moved to more of like being focused towards the female this season. But, you know, I know that there was a time that his character was front and center and like everyone was like eating it up. So I don't know if this is his year necessarily just because he wasn't, you know, showcased quite as much, but I do think he's really good. So, I mean, it could go, honestly, I could see any of these guys winning. But I would love to see Rick Hurst win. It's my boy. Cody?
Before I get into this, I just got to say, Kathy, girl, you need your own radio show. You're killing this right now.
I tried to tell her this. We had a whole talk about it. I tried to get
You're
her
killing
to...
this right now. You're killing hosting duties.
It's actually awesome. Great. That's why I invite her. That's why I said we take a day that Kathy could be here.
I like to dabble.
I do too.
Anyway, who I think will win, and y'all love me for this, Rick, who should win?
Retweet.
Rick, who will win? Probably Christos Andrews, probably, will win this one.
Right. That's what I was thinking, just because of the popularity and all the comments I see about him. But I don't know because of the reels that, you know, I don't know that his was the strongest. And they're hard to compare, like Kathy said, because they are all different, very different subject matter. And all these characters are extremely different. So it's really hard to compare, but I could see it going either way. All right. Moving on to daytime, which is my favorite. So I'm super hyped over this. Let's start. We're gonna leave everybody in suspense. We're gonna do it just like they do it at the Emmys. We're gonna do actor, all that stuff, and then we'll talk about series as a whole and all that stuff.
Right.
So let's start with actresses because girls are the best, right? Okay.
All right,
Kathy, I'm giving you a break from this if you want, or you can do it. You do it.
No, I don't mind. Lead actress in a drama series, we've got Tracy Bregman as Lauren Fenmore Baldwin from Young and the Restless. Kathy DePaiva is Eve Larson from Days of Our Lives. Mary Beth Evans is Kayla Brady. Hello, from Days of Our Lives. Fanola Hughes is Anna Devane from General Hospital. And Mara West is Ava Jerome / Denise DiMuccio from General Hospital. Although the less said about Denise DiMuccio, the better.
Right.
But,
yes.
Anyway, hello, here's another. Man, the actresses are killing it this year. This field is amazing. I do need to say this right now, and had I been involved in a pre-Emmy nom show or an Emmy, you know, pre-nom show, I would have said this. It is still wrong that Carla Moseley from Bold and Beautiful is not on this list.
Yes,
It's wrong she wasn't a pre-nom. It's wrong that she's not on this list. Aside from that, this is a great panel. This is a first nomination for Mary Beth Evans. You know,
my girl.
She had a really strong reel. She had the stuff that, you know, seemed to go when she had to let him know he was dying, She had scenes with Steve in the closet, so she had a little bit of, you know, drama, some heavy stuff. She had some humor. It was a strong reel, but I just don't know that she's going to be the top one for this. Cassie DeTaiva, holy cow. This is her second nomination. The last time she was nominated was 2005, and it was all about the aftermath of Paige's death. There is not any range of emotion she did not cover. The reel showed it. The material showed it. She brought it. It was a phenomenal submission.
Well, I was actually watching the show. Oh, go ahead. I'll wait.
Oh, no, I don't have to. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was watching the show on a regular. Like, I don't watch Real Lives every day, guys, because I don't have time for that and General Hospital in my life. But I was actually watching the show on the regular when Paige died and when Eve went through all that. She's incredible, okay? Like, you bring it, Blair. That's my girl.
Absolutely, and that's what people that watched One Life to Live knew, that she was so much more capable of what she was being given. But that's a discussion for in a minute.
For another day.
She was nominated last year, but she has not won this award since 1991. The material she submitted was really strong, and of course, she's a phenomenal actress. I think maybe some of the moments may be a little too subtle for, depending on what people are looking for. She submitted reels where she basically, when they were in the hospital and Duke died, and she was yelling at Julia.
That's what I thought.
And then she also submitted a section of the second episode she submitted was her discussion with the psychiatrist when she was talking with him about what had happened.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought.
Bregman,
I just wasn't 100%.
Tracy Bregman had to, like, submitted the shortest Emmy reel of everybody. It was, like, maybe 5 minutes, and it was a very short scene about Lauren and Michael's imploding marriage because of Michael's cancer. She's really strong in it. She doesn't cover a huge range of emotion. She covers angry and sad, but it was very powerful. She's a great actress. And Mara West, this would be her fourth win in her second in a row if she wins this year. She submitted the scene where she's begging Silas to let her die when she thought, you know, when she had cancer. And
great
then
story.
The second scene she submitted was a Denise DiMuccio scene. And she always brings it, but I'm just, I hated that whole Denise DiMuccio.
I did too, it was dumb. Because we knew who she was, like, it was a waste of time.
So,
but
my across the board picks for this is Cassie DeFiva. Holy crap. I mean,
she's incredible.
One minute where the scenery was a little bit chewed, and I didn't even care. It was amazing.
Right.
So, yeah, she's my pick for this year.
Well, see, my thing with Mara West is I love her. Obviously, everyone does. But I was tired of Denise. I didn't really care that much when Ava got sick, just because, like, it felt, like, tired to me, and it wasn't her necessarily, but it was the story to me. Like, I don't care that Ava's in the hospital hiding out. We all know she's alive. I don't need that in my show, which sounds insulting. But this is the truth, and it's not an insult, but...
The whole Insta-stick thing is a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mara's won four times. This is her third... This would be her fourth time. So Mara has won. My girl, Mary Beth Evans, okay, let me talk for a minute. She is so great. I don't understand. Well, you know what? I do understand, because it took Jeannie Francis 30 years to win the first Emmy. So I understand. Well, almost 30, like 26, whatever. I'm not counting. So it is time. Mary Beth Evans should already have a closet full. Kayla Brady should have, you know, it should have already happened. So I want her to win. I think I don't know that she can beat Cassie DeFiva's reel. Not to say that, you know, one is a better actress, because they're evenly matched, in my opinion. But the reel that Cassie submitted might be stronger. Even though those scenes with Kayla and Bo and Steve, those tore me up, because those are my characters. Those are the only characters I watched Days of Our Lives for. I watched their scenes online. I do not watch the whole episode. At the time when Paige died, I was watching the whole episode just because Steve had come back and all that stuff. And it was during the Bo thing, and I had to watch it every day, mainly because I was in front of the television all summer. But so I want Mary Beth Evans to win. I think Mary Beth Evans should win. I think Cassie DeFiva will win. But that's okay, because she's awesome too. So, but I still want Mary Beth to have an Emmy for playing Kayla. I know she has an Emmy for The Bay for production, but I want her to have an Emmy for playing Kayla Brady. and rant. Cody, your turn.
It's Cassie. Across the board, it's Cassie. Totally.
He's
quickly.
Such a Cassie DePaiva fangirl, you guys don't even know. Like, it's great.
I know I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just, that reel was just incredible.
Right. It was
and
fire.
I know that you love her. Everyone loves her. I think she's awesome, and I think that she will win. I do. I want Mary Beth Evans to win just because I think that Kayla Brady is incredible and, like, favorite character on that show.
I think Mary Beth Evans will have her chance. The problem with Mary Beth Evans from last year is not Mary Beth Evans. It's the fact that the Days writers were horrific and they didn't give her any material for such a long time. She's going to have
and
her
the
day.
And the things that she submitted are incredible. Like, I loved all of that, even though it's heartbreaking because, you know, Bo died.
There's not anything she doesn't do that's not incredible. Anyway. We got about 20 minutes left, so we should probably move on.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. Hit us with the nominees, Kathy.
Okay, well, your boy is here, Tyler Christopher.
The
Cassidy
love of my
Cal.
Life.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, Anthony Geary is Luke Spencer and Tim Spencer, and they didn't include, like, evil Luke in here, I guess, General Hospital. Hartley is Adam Newman from The Young and the Restless.
You can't see my eye roll.
Kristen LeBlanc is Michael Baldwin from The Young and the Restless, and Christoph St. John is Neil Winters from The Young and the Restless. This is a pretty decent panel of actors here. You know I'm not going to be able to get past this without talking about, we'll get to him in a second. Tyler Christopher, this is the fourth time he's been nominated for an Emmy. This is his first lead actor nomination. He submitted the scenes where he found that, you know, took Spencer to the hospital after the fire. It was really good work. This is probably some of his best work. It did get a little bit shouty at times. You know, he tends to play, I'm really upset
frantic
now, and I'm going to scream at you a lot now. And that gets on my nerves, but for the most part, this was his best work I've seen in a long time. Then we have Tony Geary. Literally, the numbers on this guy, this is his 17th nomination. He's won 8 awards.
Yeah, it's not. He's had his moment 8 times. Like, step aside, brother.
Okay, can I just say that basically scene that he submitted was the one that the actor that he stabbed in his back on the way out the door wrote for him.
Yep.
And he is, you know, I'm surprised that GH actually was able to get a set design nomination because he chewed all the scenery before he left. And he was actually the weakest link in that whole really phenomenal episode. There were, you know, teenage kids that were out acting him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Geary fan. He plays it too ham-fisted for me. It's way over the top. He kind of,
you know, that emoji
like
with his hands
it
up? That's me right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, basically a caricature of stuff. And I know Luke and Laura, blah, 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 whatever. I'm sorry.
But that has time and place, and this is not it.
Baffled me. This is a case where, honestly, I believe somebody was nominated because he's on his way out the door, or he is out the
right
door now. It was based on the phenomenal material that was written for him that he then shaded in every interview known to man on the way out the door. Whatever.
Briefly.
Oh,
my goodness. Rolling eyes so hard, I get you.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Anyway. Go ahead.
Justin Hartley, he had a really strong reel. The only thing that may hurt him with this, and I mean, he had a good his reel was when it was revealed that Gabe was actually Adam. And Melissa Claire Egan, the only thing that may hurt him is that she was really strong in this reel as well. And it may actually, I mean, they had a great scene going on and some great chemistry going on in that scene, but she may have actually overshadowed him a little bit in that scene. But otherwise, it was really fantastic submission. Kristen LeBlanc, I didn't know, realize this is the 12th time he's been nominated, and he's won 3 times straight previously.
I feel like he's always on the list. I just always see his head.
And let me tell you, this is a clear case in this reel, honestly. This is a clear case of an amazing actor who was given crap material because the whole thing is about how he has cancer and he doesn't want to get treatment for his cancer because he may lose his erection. Hello?
Right.
Yeah. And it's really too bad because he's such a great actor. Christoph St. John, this is his 7th nom. He's had 2 previous Emmy wins. This is good material, too. This is basically him confining Hillary and Devon about their affair. Hillary being his wife, Devon being his son. But it's a little bit, the material I felt was kind of a little too cliche, you know. But I mean, they all acted really well. I mean, this could be anybody's game, really. Who I think will win it is Tony Geary, because the Academy hates me. Who I think could win
I'm sure it's a personal attack on you, Kathy. Like, they think, let's victimize this woman.
Yes,
I am the center of the universe when it comes to soaps, apparently. Yeah, anyway. But based on the submissions, I really think this is going to be, it should be Justin Hartley or Tyler Christopher, just because I like him and I really am kind of wishing he had better material to submit. My personal pick would be Christian LeBlanc.
Okay, and I obviously have an opinion on this one because Tyler Christopher, everybody who's ever listened to this show, I've probably mentioned him in every episode because I love him. I am not in love with Tyler Christopher.
I'm
going
to go back
to his character, everyone.
I'm going to go back to
I know. We need a counter of how many times
every
I've said
episode
it. Let me
that you've been on and count. How many times you mentioned Tyler Christopher's name?
I've been in 100 shows,
Nicholas
and I've probably mentioned him 80 times. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Least.
But I don't even have to say anything about any of these other guys. Tyler. Oh, actually, that's not true. Tyler, and I think Tony will win. And I am in agreement with you, Kathy. He wasted such good material. It makes me mad. It makes Nancy mad. And Nancy is, like, hardcore Tony Geary, Jeannie Francis. I love Luke and Laura. Everyone knows that. But I am not delusional about the fact that he wasted such a good story. Luke and Laura had their time and place. That time and place was not now. It was back in the day.
Yep.
They had a respective time. They had a great thing. But he cannot just write off that and do nothing. And that's just how I felt about the last story that he played. Honestly, like, he didn't care.
Right.
And I don't think that he deserves the award, but he'll probably get it because he's on his way out the door.
Exactly.
Cody?
For me, who I think and hope will win is Tyler Christopher. Who should win, for me, it's Justin Hartley. And that's probably who will win, too. So, there you go.
Guys, I forgot we had supporting actor and actresses, and we only have 10 minutes. I forgot about that. I thought we were almost done, and we just had the big one.
Yes,
we are about to run down these.
Okay,
I forgot
so
about
let's
those,
go.
So let's run through these really quick.
Supporting actress is Lorelei Bell, Christine Williams, Young and the Restless, Jessica Collins, Avery Bailey Clark, Young and the Restless, Lindsay Godfrey, Caroline Spencer, The Bold and Beautiful, Peggy McKay, Caroline Brady, Days of Our Lives, and Melissa Reeves, Jennifer Horton, Days of Our Lives. Most of the people on
Let's
the channel
just go straight
have
to
not
pick.
Been, yeah, I was going to say, most of them really haven't ever been nominated before. They've been nominated but haven't won before. Honestly, looking at the reels, I think the best reels that I saw were from Jessica Collins. And my favorite one out of them, who I think will win, is probably going to be Peggy McKay. Last year, she was in the wrong category. She submitted herself for a lead. She should have been in supporting. She should have won last year. Had she put herself in supporting, she probably would have. I think she's going to get the sympathy vote. She will probably win. Who should win, I think, is Jessica Collins. She had a really strong reel, and it was about her fight with Joe and then telling Gina Phyllis, that she was raped. And my pick is Melissa Reeves, because that scene where she confronted Eve when she caught Eve and JJ sleeping together was just hilarious and fun, and it was
I saw
soap.
That scene. Okay,
so
my
picks, I
want Peggy McKay to win because she's cute and I love her. Like, even
she's
though, you know, it's the sympathy vote, I love her. I want Peggy McKay to win. I think Jessica Collins is probably going to win, / should win. She's amazing. But I would love to see Peggy McKay win just because I love her. Cody?
For me, I think, and I hope Peggy McKay wins, who should win is probably Jessica Collins, and who will win is probably Jessica Collins, too. So.
Yeah. All right. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. Kath?
Okay, we got Sean Blakemore, Sean Butler, Steve Burton as Dylan McAvoy, Brighton James as Devon Hamilton, Jacob Young as Rick Forrester, and Dominic Vampagna as Dante Falconeri. To be honest, there are only two people in the category that are even contenders for this for me, and it's Jacob Young from Bold and Evil and Dominic Vampagna from General Hospital. They both had really strong performances. The other reels were forgettable for the most part. They're good actors, but they were forgettable. But who I think probably will win is probably Steve Burton, just because, again, the Academy hates me. Who should win this? Barely. And I say that because I had to think about it for a long time. Jacob Young. His performance with the stuff with the transgender story on Bold and Beautiful was really subtle, really amazing, really strong. And he is also my pick. My pick is Jacob Young. So.
Okay. My pick, personal pick, Sean Blakemore, just because I don't know, I think he's great, and I think that he should win. I don't think he necessarily had the strongest reel, but I'm totally team Sean Blakemore. Who I think will win? Probably Dom Zampogna. I don't have an aversion to him. I like him, the actor. I'm tired of Dante. I don't care about Dante. So, yeah. That's my pick. Cody?
I was going to say, too, that I think he's a fantastic actor, and I think I'm not really a big fan of the Dante and Lily breakup story,
right.
But I will say that the scenes with he and M. Rylan were the best thing about that story, and they were phenomenal. They were
absolutely. I just don't have interest in those characters and that story. I mean, but they were both amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they were fantastic, and he was my very close second.
For me, who hope wins is Dom Zampogna, who should win. I'm like Kathy, just barely. Is Jacob Young, who will win, is probably Dom. So.
Yeah. Okay, outstanding younger actress in a drama series, Kathy.
Okay, we've got Raina Edwards as Nicole Avant from Bold and Beautiful, Hunter King as Summer Newman from Man and the Restless, Cher O'Brien as Paige Larson from Days of Our Lives, Ashlyn Pierce as Allie Forster from Bold and Beautiful, and Brooklyn Ray Silzer as Emma Drake from General Hospital. Oh, my God, if Hunter King wins this where she's crying the exact same way she's cried the past 15 years in a row where she's won this, no.
Literally,
O'Brien,
my hands are up in the air like this is church.
Yes. Cher O'Brien, she is a good actress, but we didn't find that out until they actually wrote some material for her, and by then it was a little too late. It was okay. It's just her material killed it for her, I think. Raina Edwards had strong submission. Again, it was that part of that transgender story. She's confronting her dad, her parents, about not accepting Maya. Ashlyn Pierce, this was a phenomenal reel for her, too. This is crazy alley stuff, right, before she tries to kill Steffi, but before she dies on the way out the door. It was strong
mm-hmm.
stuff from what was normally a milquetoast character, and it was really, really fun to watch. So, I don't know, Emmy loves crazy. She might be a strong contender, too. And then there's Brooklyn, who, in my opinion, is actually the only person who should be in this category since the rest of them are 20-something. She had a great range in this. It's the stuff they submitted with Sam and Patrick's breakup. And it was,
yeah.
You know, I was in tears. It was the only one that really honestly
so
made me feel. So
something.
Who will win this? I think it's probably going to be Raina Edwards winning this category. Who should win it and who my pick is Brooklyn.
I'm in complete agreement. Brooklyn across the board. I think she should, will, and is my pick to win. She's great. I don't even have to talk about the rest, even though they're all great. But I don't want to see Hunter King win another Emmy for crying. So, yeah. Brooklyn, Cody, I know you feel the same way that we do about Brooklyn.
If Brooklyn does not win this category, it's a travesty.
He quit.
It's an absolute travesty.
Cody quit his job if she doesn't win.
Hey,
I'll quit my job if Brooklyn doesn't win. I'll quit my job.
Hey, if she wins this one, she's going to be the youngest person to ever win this Emmy. She'll be Cameron Grimes by a couple of months.
Good. Good.
Wow.
She's great.
Cool.
So, okay, we have 7 minutes, and we are killing it. So, outstanding younger actor.
All right, category the nominees, Nicholas Bechtel, General Hospital, Brian Craig, General Hospital, Max Eric, Young and the Restless, Pearson Fode, The Bold and Beautiful, and Taquan Richmond. I have who will win is Brian Craig, and he'll probably charge people to let him watch it win on Periscope. who should win it? He should win, in my opinion, is Taquan Richmond. And then my pick, honestly, this category it was really not a very strong category at all. But I'm going to say
yeah,
my pick
not.
Is Taquan Richmond because I think he's gold and I think he's great at everything, and GH should use him a lot more often.
Yeah. I think this is the weakest category, honestly. I'm not impressed over any of these except for Taquan. I think he should win. I think he will win. Actually, no, I think Brian Craig will win and then charge us all $7. But I think... but I think for the privilege of hearing his acceptance speech. There we go. I knew there was a joke in there. I think Taekwon should win. He's my pick. Okay, now, the big one.
Same with me.
What, all four soaps are nominated. Yeah, I knew you'd say that. That's why I totally just think orange. I'm sorry. All four soaps are nominated for Outstanding Drama. Which is your soap,
mm-hmm.
guys? Which one are you behind for this Emmy?
If there's anybody that wins this except for Bold and Beautiful, it's a ripoff, honestly. Bold and Beautiful had the strongest storylines this past year until the second half of the year. Second half of the year, they were not as strong, but from the episodes that were submitted, they submitted two very strong episodes from the transgender storyline, and this should be theirs to lose. So I think probably Will, though. I think they're going to throw something. It seems like there's been a lot of backlash about Ron Colarotti being fired. I think he probably might pick up a win from GH. GH might pick up a win based on that. But honestly, Bold and Beautiful is my pick across for this.
Well, my pick is General Hospital because of the episode that was submitted. I thought that was a great episode. And that's my soap. Like, all day, every day, that's my soap, even though it has some crappy moments and, you know. Also, the second,
well, and
I don't
know. They submitted two episodes, and they submitted the anniversary episode, the Luke episode,
right.
And then they also submitted an episode at the end of the year where Patrick and Robin were reunited.
Right. The anniversary episode I thought was great, so I think that they can pick up a win with that. Days of Our Lives, I like that show too. I mean, I'm happy with whoever wins. I don't think it's the Young and the Restless year, though. It's probably going to the Bold, but I would like to see General Hospital win simply for that episode because I think that that was really creative. Cody, go ahead. I'm out of breath.
Who? Well, GH is my pick, obviously, because for obvious reasons. Who should win this is Bold and Beautiful. Who will win, though? And she can pick an Emmy role. I'll give her that. YNR should win will win this one because Jill Phelps can pick an Emmy reel.
I don't like her, and I also don't like Young and the Restless. Sorry to anybody out there that watches it, but I'm not into it. I tried. I don't like it. General Hospital. Although Bold and the Beautiful will probably win, but you're right. She can pick an Emmy reel. I just don't particularly
she can pick
really
a
like her. Okay, we have 3 minutes. Miraculous.
I want to do the drama series writing team and just address this really shortly. If you notice, there are three nominees for this category, and Dave did not get nominated for it, and that is rightly so. They had an abysmal year for writing last year.
Yeah,
amen. Now, I will say that what's interesting about GH being nominated, there's one episode that was Ron Colarotti is nominated in this category, as are Gene and Shelley, because they've got two different writing regimes that were nominated for this based on the two episodes submitted. Who I think is going to win it, though, I think it's going to be Bold all the way based on their episode submission.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to see GH win it just so we can see the obvious entertainment of watching Ron get up there and throw it in everybody's face.
Right. Okay. I am with you. So if General Hospital wins Emmy, do they win it for one or the other episode, or is it just as a whole because that affects who goes on stage?
You've got best show and then you've got writing, and those two are separate awards. So
gotcha. Okay, so we have 2 minutes. I'll do the announcements really quick because I can talk about 90 miles to an hour, and Cody can't.
Mm-hmm.
that's my special skill. May 3rd, we have singer Emily Otteson at 4:30. You know the drill, guys. And so far, that's all we have scheduled. We'll keep you posted on Twitter. Thank you, Kathy, for joining us and for doing my job. I love when you do my job and you read the nominees because that's normally what I have to do. And I talk enough as it is. They don't want to hear me. Cody, it is so great that you're back. This was awesome.
I
can't breathe. I'm so tired. I'm like,
before I go. Before I go.
You have
Kathy,
1 minute, so you better.
Yeah. Before I go, Kathy, get your own show. That's all I'm saying.
Retweet.
That's all I'm saying.
We love
I mean,
you.
I'm not invited
I can't
anymore.
Wait. You are, but you should get one, too. We cannot wait to see who wins on Sunday. Everybody live tweet with us, even though we won't be watching the show. I'm sure there's someone on the internet that will be updating us. We will share it with you. We will tweet reactions, all that stuff. We have less than a minute, so thank you for listening to Week Pick with Murph, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
We will.
See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.